Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Akina, welcome.
Welcome, Jessica. How are you today?
I am awesome, and I am so excited. We are in for such a special treat. This is the very first edition of our Empowering Women Thursday Night series, and I have my friend Jessica Hudig on the phone. Jess, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Jess. This is a little bit confusing with the two Jesses on, but I sincerely appreciate you inviting me to your call. I feel very honored to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. Jess is a great friend of mine. She is amazing. She's been teaching science for the last 16 years and is a mentor to new teachers. She recently decided to get involved about a year and a half ago, right, Jess?
Exactly. It was about 18 months ago.
You got involved, yeah, with the same company that Akina and I are both part of. And she had decided that she was going to be an entrepreneur. Her goal is to stop exchanging time for money. I think that's all of our goal. And she decided that she was worth changing her life, and she was worth taking her life into her own hands. And Jess is a living example of the type of women we want to honor in the show, women who say, you know what, I am worth so much more than the life that I've been living, and I'm ready to make a change. So, Jess, welcome to the show. And we would just want to shout you out and just share with our listeners really your story and your testimony of how your life has changed in the last 18 months and what you did when you decided you were worth it, you were worth creating the life of your dreams. So can you just give us a little background on yourself?
I absolutely can. I have, like, I'm just sitting here thinking about telling my story and how excited I am to share it, and hopefully somebody can glean a little bit of wisdom or something that I say really propels them to make a decision in their life as well. I have always been an athlete throughout high school. I've been a three-season athlete. I've been a field hockey player. I've been a cheerleader. I've rowed crew. When I went to University of Connecticut, I was on their varsity crew team. And as an adult, I'm a fitness instructor. I bike, I paddleboard. I basically do everything. I'm an ice hockey player. And what I had noticed after I graduated from college, I just started to put on weight. I was in a series of not so wonderful relationships, and I used food as my outlet. And I would try to go on diets, and it seemed like no matter what I did, I just couldn't take the pounds off. And, you know, people look at me now and say, well, you know, you've done so well because you're at the gym all the time. And what people don't remember is that I was at the gym all the time 18 months ago, and I was just feeling so frustrated, so tired, really in a lot of despair and with a lot of negative thoughts. And I started this program, and I had immediate nutritional success, and really started to feel better about my body, which helped my heart feel better. And it took me a long time to really think about doing the business, because I'm one of those people who I don't believe in selling. I don't believe in marketing. I never had the belief in myself that I was really one of those likable people. Even though people would say that about me, you know, you light up a room when you come in, I didn't believe that in my heart. And so I never really thought I was capable of doing the business until one day about 3 months ago, which is really when I started thinking seriously about working the business. And I said to myself, you know what? I look at all these other people that have done it, and they're just ordinary people. They come from all different professions. And I kind of got this inkling of, well, if they can do it, why can't I? And I really started to examine that question in my life. What is it that's holding me back from really realizing who I deserve to be and who I was really meant to be? And in this past 3 months, I've gone through this huge transformation to where somebody actually came up to me at work today and said something and said, you know, I really noticed you and how you speak to other people. And she's like, I just wanted to say thank you because I actually watch you to learn how to interact with my students. And that was one of the most amazing compliments that I think I've ever gotten in recent history. Like, it just gave me goosebumps all over my body. So I guess I just started looking to mentors and looking to people like you, Jess, who have really also made the same decisions that I've made. And I've really started to do a lot of self-improvement and really just look deep inside me. And that question of can I do this started to be a question of how could I ever believe that I couldn't do it? And I think one of the most empowering women that I heard speak was a woman named Susan Sly. Jess, you were there the other weekend listening to her speak. And one
yes,
of the takeaway messages.
Heroes for sure.
Absolutely. And one of the takeaway messages I got from Susan was just that I, as well as everybody else in this world, has a gift that nobody else has, and other people deserve that gift to be shared with them. And it's really my destiny to share that gift that I have with other people. And whether it's the gift of someone else who's realized their financial dreams or realized that living the lifestyle that they want is possible, or somebody who wants to improve their health, or somebody who wants to improve their physical performance, I've really realized that I can share that with other people. And this transformation that I've gone through physically and emotionally is something that everybody deserves to have, because I've gone from a person who goes to bed at night, and I used to be so upset, I used to cry because I'm like, I know in 8 hours it's going to be morning and I'm going to have to get out of bed again. I'm literally up at 4:20 in the morning jumping out of bed so I can get to the gym, so I can work on my business before I have to go to work. And everybody deserves to feel like that. Everybody has the right to have the lust for life that I've found in the recent months.
Oh, man, that is awesome, Jessica. Thank you for sharing that. So
you're welcome.
I feel the power that you are given right now. And so I can tell for sure that you know that you are worthy. So what would you say to somebody who is feeling that they're not worthy right now? What would you say why they are worthy?
Oh, gosh, I know. First of all, I would reach out to them and really just try to connect and say, I do know exactly how you feel. And some people can say that without really knowing what somebody feels in that position. But, I mean, I can tell you, I know exactly how you feel. And one of the things that I've been learning is that we choose our thoughts. We choose, it's a conscious decision how we feel, and there's always sort of a duality in what our mind is thinking. And I call it the battle between my mind and my heart. And what I've done to do is I've really worked to get that together, because I realized those feelings that I was feeling that I wasn't worthy when I would wake up and say, oh, my gosh, I have to suffer through this world again. You know, people have to suffer being around me. I'm worthless. There's nothing I have to offer that somebody else can't do better. I realized in my head that was just my head talking, and that was, you know, there's a bunch of different words for it, whether, you know, I've heard it being called the drunken monkey, who, you know, is sort of that negative self-speak that we have in our head. Some people look at it as a religious belief that, you know, that's an evil force coming in trying to take control of our mind if we're going to let it. Whatever you call it, that voice isn't real. That voice really isn't who you are. And when you can quiet that voice, whatever you need to do to quiet that voice, even if it's for 2 minutes a day, so that other voice, that true voice that's within your heart, listen to that voice. And if it starts off as 1 minute or 2 minutes a day, that's amazing. And because that 2 minutes a day, you'll be able to figure out how to identify that. So it'll turn into 5 minutes. It'll turn into 10 minutes. until that becomes the only voice you hear, because that voice in your head that says all those other thoughts is not your true being. It's not your true self.
Wow, Jeff, I just love that. I think that is so amazing, and it's just so true. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear some of our other calls, but we always tell people, listen, the voice that you hear telling yourself, like, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not capable, I'm not, you know, able to be loved, that is not, it's not real. It's not, it's just really all of the negative emotions that other people have projected on us that we are kind of internalizing and coming back at us. And we talked, a couple weeks ago about the power of meditation, and I think that's what you're talking about, is just
exactly
finding a way to quiet those voices, and then affirmations to replace them with more positive thoughts, with more positive feelings of who you are, and just kind of making that internal change from the inside out, and just really letting that, like you did so phenomenally, say, listen, I am worth it, I am capable, I am worthy, and I'm going to create something. I'm going to create something beautiful. So I just think that's phenomenal. And, you know, I just want to share, this weekend I'm actually going to be having the privilege to go upstate New York for Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to go to Lake George, and I'm going to spend really the weekend in really meditation and prayer and just giving back to a boy who I haven't actually had the pleasure to meet him yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, for those of you who may know, I've struggled with some physical disabilities throughout my life, and he is struggling with more than I have. And I want to dedicate the rest of my running and the marathon I plan to run in the fall to him and for him, and really just this weekend just be about really just showing him that he's worthy, but also me kind of connecting back with God and going back to that place of meditation and just going in the woods. And, you know, just praying and really renewing myself. And I think this renewal is such an important activity, especially this time of year, as the earth kind of starts renewing and we're seeing flowers are blooming and the leaves are green, and Memorial Day weekend is unofficially the start of summer, although it doesn't quite feel like summer right now. It's a little cold and rainy where we are. But, what would you recommend for what activities do you do for renewal? You know, maybe not everyone's going to go up into the woods and, you know, spend 3 days in the wilderness like I am. But what do you recommend for people to do on a daily basis that are just getting started? Where did you get started? You know, what resources
I honestly got started I do a lot of different things, and it kind of depends on where I am, what I have access to, who I'm with, the weather outside, obviously, because there's really a lot of ways that I've found that have really connected me back to that, you know, inner source of energy. And I think one of the first most successful one, and I didn't know if I could say it on the show, but was prayer. And I had really gotten away from the church and, you know, through a lot of loss, suffering a lot of loss in my life. I think it started off with the loss of my mom. And that was a really dramatic event for me because she was killed in a car accident on her way to church. And, you know, I kind of really had this struggle, and I'm like, you know, I remember having a conversation. I remember saying, you know, dude, she was on her way to church to serve you, and you took her. And so it was a really huge block for me for probably about 7 years. And I had a really hard time connecting back with prayer. And I was sitting with my wonderful mentor, Jennifer, and her husband, and they just said, you know what, Jess, just pray with us right now. And I did it because I trusted them and I believed in them, and they really kind of taught me how to get back to prayer and how to get back in touch with that aspect of myself. And for the longest time, that was one of the only things that I did, and I sort of did it in my moments of despair when I was really down and I didn't know what else to do. I'm just like, you know, somebody please help me. You know, I need you now. And that was one of the first things I did. And then another thing kind of separate from that was just meditations that weren't necessarily religious, but just listening to different meditations, and there's a lot of them that you can find online, and YouTube is my favorite source, and there's also some other ones that I've been doing. I've been working with a man, Dr. Steve Taubman, and he calls his meditations hypnosis, which I'm going to be honest, maybe I'm not really truly deeply connecting with either one, but I don't see the difference, because what he basically talks you through in the meditation is relaxing, and he evokes feelings in you. He suggests, you know, get in touch with this feeling, or what are you thinking of when this happens? And he starts off with the feeling in your head and then sort of talks you into forgetting about the feeling in your head and getting in touch with physical feelings in your body that are associated with that feeling. And then he talks you through how to release those feelings. So it's a wonderful skill that I've learned to go from a thought to a physical feeling to a visualization of what that feeling looks like, and then a visualization of letting that feeling go. Because I used to get caught in a loop of, well, what do I do when I think these thoughts? I know I shouldn't be thinking them, but I didn't know how to release them, and I've found that extremely helpful in releasing the thoughts. And the other place I always go to, and you can always find some sort of nature, whether it's, you know, sunshine or just physically feeling grass or a warm breeze or even cold water and wet rain. So really, that's where I said it depends on the weather, because each one of those elements has amazing renewing properties. And I also have a thing for stones and metals. I love holding stones, feeling the properties of them. And one of the things I've always done when I've gone to the beach is I've always picked through rocks, you know, and I'll have around my beach towel, I'll have my little collection of rocks. And I just find it so peaceful and calming. So that's another, you know, I turn to nature. So those are the three main things that I do to really get in touch with those feelings of renewal.
Wow, that is awesome. I mean, I can totally relate to you on those topics, and, you know, that was a very good story, and I know that it touched many people. So now,
thank you.
I think when I am going into my special place as well, I think about different ways I can connect and different ways that I can help others in that way. What do you do to help others connect when you see them? Because I know as teachers, our students sometimes make it very aware that they need help without not just coming out and saying it. So what do you do to connect with them and reach out to them?
Oh, my gosh, and that's probably one of the most exciting things. And, you know, I mean, I can sit here and say I feel so empowered, I feel so wonderful, but really the connections I've really started, the true connections that I've started making with my students have been some of the most incredible moments that I've ever experienced in my life. And through all the process I've been going through and all the learning I've been doing, I always had this thought, I'm like, gosh, I wish somebody had told me this when I was 15, when I was 18, when I was 21, when I was 25. And I kept that thought kept coming back to my mind. I wish somebody had told me. And then when the weekend I actually met Jess, I sort of had this revelation, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're a high school teacher. You're around 15 and 16-year-olds. Maybe this is part of your purpose, to be the one to tell them. And it was immediately that Monday morning, and like wasn't like Jess when she introduced me, she said, I'm a science teacher, but I really believe I'm a life teacher, although the material I teach life through is science. And I just felt so inspired that I went in that Monday morning, and, you know, the kids had really not put a lot of effort into achievement for the day I had missed of school, and I was disappointed. And So I said, you know what, I'm going to take this class period and I'm going to tell these kids in a way that they get it, that they are worth it. And I started out with them and I asked them to write down what their dream was in 5 years. And I told them, you know, they didn't have to share it with me, but if they did, I would feel very honored. And I have an envelope of dreams, some of which I've read and some of which I've been asked not to read. And I asked them to come back to me in 5 years, and I made the promise that I would keep these dreams that they wrote down for them, for themselves to read in 5 years, that no matter where I was in the world, that I would have these available to them. And the conversation went on, you know, and words from Les Brown were some that I repeated to the kids, and I said, you know, nobody is given a dream that they can't realize, and I want you all to know that I believe in you. And went on kind of talking to them and relating to them in a way that I've never related to kids before in my 16 years of teaching. And I had kids in tears because I don't think, and I never realized this, I don't think as educators, we always kind of feel, or at least I always felt, that these kids know it. Like, they know that they know they have a lot of potential. They know they can do it. They know they don't need to be told that. But it was really a poignant lesson for me that, you know what, yes, they do need to be told that I believe in them and that I truly care about the outcome of their lives beyond my classroom. And one of the most moving moments, and, you know, because they asked, well, in 5 years, how are we supposed to find you? And I said, well, go on whatever social media there is, and I will have a profile, and it will never have any security on it, and you can message me through that. And then the conversation came up, and they said, oh, you know, do you have Facebook now? I said, yes. Can we friend you? No, it's an ethical violation. I can't do it according to my contract. And I said, but I encourage you to look at my Facebook, because all I put, you know, there's a lot of inspiring messages. It's a lot of positivity. There's nothing I'm embarrassed about. It's just a contractual obligation. And I had a student find me. This is a 15-year-old boy, and he wrote me a message on Facebook. And just a quick summary was, you know, thank you for what you said today. It made me realize that I can do anything I want. And I also think you're kind of cool because you do races like the Tough Mudder. And his last sentence was, please don't tell anyone I messaged you. And that right there was one thing that I just said, I have the ability, if I just make myself open to it. And since then, I have a duty. I have wonderful opportunities to connect with kids where I monitor the internal suspension room. And up until now, I've brought my papers in. I've made sure that they sit there quietly, and I do my work. They do their work. And I've started using that to just reach out to the kids and say, hey, why are you here? You know, what happened that got you here? And rather than being judgmental about it, I just ask them questions like, well, what are your goals? Where do you want to be? And how did this behavior affect how you're going to get where you're going to be? And it's really a lot more, and I learned this from another amazing mentor, Jeffrey Combs, that most people listen to respond, but there's a difference between listening to respond and listening to understand. And I really know what that means now. So when students approach me, I make every effort, and again, I'm not perfect, but I make every effort to really listen to understand what they're telling me, rather than to come up with a response, which is what I've been so trained to do, because a kid asks me a question, I'm the teacher, I respond. But I think since I've been listening to understand, and I think that's really the key, is that when somebody talks to you, don't just think about what you're going to say back, but really look for the meaning that they're conveying with their words and their actions and their body language. And that's probably one of the most important things that I've learned recently.
Yeah, that's really beautiful, Jess. And, you know, you and I, we met a couple weekends ago at this conference, and, you know, it sounds like we're both really inspired by it. And, you know, there's really a couple points I want to bring up from that is that, you know, all of us, Akina, Jess, myself, you know, we are all really big in personal development. We don't just kind of do these calls and then end there. We are actively engaged on a daily basis on personal development. And I know Jess and I have some of the same mentors, and we're both currently in a class Jess brought up with Susan Spy. That's one of our mentors that, you know, and we're both in a class with her now. And back, you know, to the topic, why are you worthy? You know, one of the things that she always says is that we should pray that we can see ourselves the way God sees us. And I know that, you know, we always say, call it whatever you want. But to me, you know, to really be in harmony and really understand we're worthy, to me really means to live and really embrace God's love for us all the time. And, you know, one of the prayers I pray every day is that prayer, which I got from Susan Sly. And another prayer that I pray is that I ask, you know, that others can see God in me. You know, and I truly do believe that if we are living in God's love and we are really embracing the idea that we are love when we are living in God's love, that other people will see that love in us and that it gives us this absolute extraordinary power to make a positive change. And, you know, everyone's motivated by different things. And, you know, Jess and I and Akina, you know, all of us are, you know, we've entered into an entrepreneurial profession for the purpose of making money and gaining financial freedom, but it is more than that. We want to make a difference. And, you know, the best way for us to do that, going back to meditation, going back to prayer, going back to loving, you know, to finding out why you're worthy, the truth is that what we really need to do is to love ourselves, to know that God loves us, to live in his love, accept his love, become his love, and really share, you know, through our own actions, our expressions, through giving back, you know, what that means and just being that person all the time. You know, thank you so much, Jess, for coming on this call and sharing your amazing stories with us and your wonderful advice. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you,
you know,
so
really
much. I feel
amazing.
So inspired that you even just asked me to be on the call, so thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Yeah,
do you have any last questions for Jess before we finish up tonight?
Yes, I do, actually. Jessica, somebody may have been inspired by what you were saying tonight. So if you mind, could you share your contact information with everyone?
Absolutely. You can go on to Facebook and friend me. My name is Jessica Huttig. The last name is H-U-T as in Tom, T-I-G as in goat. And like I said, I have no security blocks on that whatsoever. You'll see a face shot of me with a really big, long, curly blonde ponytail. And I will happily friend anyone who wants to get in touch with me or if you want to message me. Is that adequate, or do you think I need more contact
information? Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. That's
perfect.
And if anyone, you know, if anyone wants information, more information on the, you know, the business that Jess and Akina and I and the nutrition products that just talked about, you know, you can email us at contactus@changingmindsonline.com, and we're happy to point you into the direction that what we're all using and doing. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for the call. It's been a wonderful evening. I'm going to sign off. God bless. We love you guys all. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this call. Once again, if you missed it or you want to hear it again, Akina, roll off. Where is our list of social media sites?
Well, our website is www.changingmindsonline.com. We're on Facebook at Changing Minds Online. We're also on Twitter at Change Mind Online without the E, and we're also on Pinterest. So wherever you – and we're also on Google Plus at Changing Minds Online.
And,
so,
and you can also listen to this everywhere. Call on Blockhead Radio and Podomatic as well and iTunes as well, right?
Yes, we are on iTunes. So if you ever want to listen to us on your iPods or your iPhone, go ahead and just log in to iTunes and you can get any show that you would like.
All right,
we
guys. Thank you so
you
much.
Today.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.